Our stories don't just impact our feelings, they also bias how we process and remember situations. So if your story is, everyone's a terrible driver, then you'll be much more likely to notice and remember the bad drivers and ignore all the good drivers on your commute. I recently heard someone say, I have a theory, even numbered years are always good and odd years are bad. Now, the story colors her perception and memory. So guess what happens when, in an odd year, a bad year, when her car breaks down? She thinks, see, I told you, odd years are the worst. She confirms her story, and she feels discouraged, angry, and victimized. But in an even year, a good year, if her car breaks down, she might think, oh, well, it's not so bad. I'm sure we'll figure it out. It's gonna be a good year, right? She shapes her entire experience around her story, and as long as it's an even year, she'll feel resilient and optimistic in the face of challenges. It's not that these stories aren't true some of the time. The problem with stories is that we assume they're true all of the time. Believing I'm a victim once isn't a life-ruining pattern. Like, it has happened. I'm sure I've been victimized in my life. But constantly seeing myself as a victim in most situations will definitely impact my life. So this brings us to a question and a choice that can change your life if you'll let it. What kind of stories do you want to tell? If you want to be less reactive, if you want to have greater intentionality and regulation of your emotions, you have to be willing to question your stories. You don't even have to challenge them or replace them. You don't have to fix them. You just have to be willing to see them for what they are. They're stories. And then you just decide, is this story helpful for me?